Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that. We all need God to speak to our hearts. Our challenge sometimes is just listening to what we hear from God. Amen. We thank God that He does speak to us. For those that are in a relationship with Him, He speaks, He leads, He directs us. So we thank God for that. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come once again on a Sunday morning to just first of all, God, to say thank you. God, thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your love and thank you, God, for your protection. Thank you, God, for just being God of our lives and loving us, Lord God, even when we are not lovable. God, we thank you for that. We bow once again, God, and say, forgive us. God, we fall short of your glory, Lord God, but you love us still. So forgive us once again, God, and restore in us a righteous relationship that we may press on to do your will, follow your word, and do things your way. Father God, strengthen us, Lord, that we may be doers of this word and not just hearers and readers, God. Help us to go out and be the difference, Lord God. In a world where people are suffering and people are dying, Lord God, help us be that light. Now, Holy Spirit, if there be anything in me that's not like you, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. Speak to my heart that I may hear clearly from you, God. And if you give it to me, God, I will stand boldly and share with your people. Now, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. We pray that your power, your anointing, your glory be felt through this entire building. Have your way, Holy Spirit. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that are not attending Bible study, we are currently studying the gospel according to Luke. So this morning, our message is coming from the gospel according to Luke. So if you would get a Bible and stand all over the sanctuary, and we're going to go to the first chapter of Luke and see what God has for us on this day. The first chapter of Luke, starting with verse 5, and oftentimes this is preached around Christmas. However, we are studying this gospel now, so I think that the whole congregation should share in this experience. The gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verse 5 through 13. And I will be reading from the NIV Bible, so read along based on and follow along with me with whatever version of the Bible that you have. It reads this way in the NIV Bible. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God and observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, and according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. An angel. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John." Amen? Amen. You may be seated. Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. As you all know, each Sunday I attempt to give you a title that you could remember during the week that may be helpful to you on your journey through life. And I've been wrestling with the title, but God is saying something a little different. I began off with the title, The Fear Factor. The Fear Factor. But God said, tell them this message. Give them this title. Fear of the future. Fear of the future. So God is saying to the church this morning, many are saved, but not all are free. God is saying that my word is truth. And in that truth is freedom. God is saying, I want my people to be set free of any barriers that would keep them from living the abundant life. Now, if you remember, since our revival, God has been sending us messages, church, to speak directly to barriers that would separate us from Him. He talked to us about unforgiveness and forgiveness. He talked to us about guilt. And this morning, God is saying, speak to my people about the barrier of fear. Speak to them so they're able to root out that fear in their lives. Speak to them so that they will be whole and they will be healed. So speak to them about the fear factor and fear of the future. See, too many of us imagine what will happen before it even happens. Too many of us just, what if? And if I go this way, what will happen? But God doesn't want us to operate in that manner. Oh, no, He does not. Because I want you whole. God is saying to our church this morning, just remember this. I've already sent Jesus the Christ, who was crucified, who was dead and buried. But on the third day, God said, I got him up with all power in his hand that you may be whole and be free of barriers. God is saying specifically to those under the sound of my voice this morning, I want you to walk in freedom. I want you to walk victoriously. I want you to walk abundantly. Because that's why I came, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But you can't do it in fear. God wants us to root out that thing. So as we talked about rooting things out, when you pull something from a root, it dies. So this day, we're going to root out this spirit of fear. Hallelujah. So you can walk in the way of God. So this is a great day for us to just do a check. Don't look to your right or to your left. So as we ask the question, God, how am I living? How am I living? God, am I living abundantly? God, are there barriers in my life that are holding me back from my purpose? Then Jesus has done it all, you know. Jesus has done everything we need to break every chain. You already know that. To break every barrier. But why, as Christians, we struggle with this fear factor and fear of the future? Come on, y'all. Why do we? Jesus has done it all. So this morning, God is saying to us, my people, oh God, who are called by my name, root out that fear. God is saying to us, I have a great work for you, but you can't do it fearful. As I've said many times, that fear is public enemy number one for Christians. See, fear will cancel out your purpose. Fear will cancel out your dreams as your imagination run away with you about what will happen in the future. So come on, y'all, let's just talk about this fear thing for a second. See, fear is a strong emotional reaction to imminent danger, whether it's real or whether it's imagined, whether it's rational or irrational, whether it's normal or abnormal. At various points in our lives, fear acts as a protective device placed in us by God. See, God gives us this, hallelujah, God lets us know when it's real fear. See, the fear that God puts in us triggers and releases adrenaline in our bodies and propel us to action. See, in the clinical world, this is called fight, flight, or freeze. And see, this is something God gives us. However, living in the spirit of fear is not from God. We're talking about the spirit of fear. The God said, hallelujah, Lord God. Because the people of God struggle with this thing. God wants you whole. God wants you whole. God wants you healed. But it's so much that we imagine in our minds that will cancel out the purpose that God has for us. The Bible says God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power, Holy Ghost power, you all, of love and a sound mind. That's what we get from God. So people of God, teach your children that. They do not have to fear anything. God is with them. Tell your children when they go to school, when they go to church, when they go to the playground, they do not have to fear. God is with them. We have prayed over these babies in here. Wherever they go, the Spirit of the Lord is with them. But we have to teach the babies, do not be afraid. And parents, you can't be either. Because they'll watch what you do. And they'll react based on what you're doing. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me. Because see, I get so excited about this word because I know it's power in the word of God that will break chains, that will set us free, that will deliver us. See, I just believe it. So sometimes it's hard for me to even stand here and try to go by that manuscript because I just get so excited about God. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Hallelujah. God, help me get back to the paper. Hallelujah, Lord God. See, this is a familiar passage for many of us. This angel came to Gabriel. And Gabriel was fearful, you all. He was fearful because he didn't know what the future was holding for him. What did this angel want with him? But the Bible tells us that the angel said, fear not. Fear not. Basically, Zechariah, relax. I'm bringing you good news. See, God has heard your prayer. God will answer it. Your wife will have a son, even in her old age. This son will bring you joy, and this son will bring you peace, and this son will be part of God's divine plan for the world. But it's interesting because the Bible tells us that Zechariah was a priest. He was a godly man. And when God was answering the prayer, he had fear and he had doubt. And he wanted a sign from God. Sometimes God, show me. If you're really calling me to preach, show me. God, if you want me to teach Bible study, you got to show me something, God. You want me to start that business, God, you got to show me. Give me a sign. But the only sign God gave Zechariah, he took his voice away. He could not speak until this child was born. So be careful what you ask God. But I believe God is just saying to us this morning, people, get rid of the fear factor. Don't let your imagination run away from you. Truly, you cannot predict your future. Only God knows your future. Amen. Because we do know that God is able. Mm-hmm. Amen. So God is saying to someone this morning, I must pause and say this, you are close to your promise. You are so close to your blessing. God is saying, don't quit now. Don't you be afraid. Don't you doubt me. Your deliverance is on the way. See, I don't know who that's for. God said, I have you on a faith walk. You've come this far by faith. Don't you give up and doubt me now. Don't you be fearful because I'm leading and I'm directing you in the way you should go. Hallelujah, God. I don't know who that's for. But God said, you must continue in your faith. No matter how it looks to you and no matter what people are saying. Don't you throw away your confidence in me. Don't you throw away your confidence in me. It will be richly rewarded, God is saying to you. It will be richly rewarded. And then you'll be able to do the will of God. Just as he promised. I don't know what that's all about. But don't you throw away your confidence in God. Don't you let fear get in the middle of what God has you doing. That's what the enemy would want. For you to doubt God and be fearful. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So as we go back and look at Zechariah, I began to think about the church folk. Some of us, not all of us. Because some of you all may have mastered the spirit of fear. Some of you may have it all under control. But just for some of us, hallelujah, that may be struggling. Nevertheless, no, God, hallelujah, no matter whether we confess with our mouths that the blood still works. We confess that there is power in prayer. We say that prayer changes things. We say that there's wonder, working power in the blood of the Lamb. But yet still, when things come our way and we can't see the future, what do we do as believers? So a relevant question this morning is, how many of us are living out those words? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Like Zechariah, when we get a word from the Lord, are we fearful? Come on, you all church folk. Are you fearful? Because God knew that we would be fearful. If you read this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you'll see God saying to his people, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And let's be real, too often when we have an assignment, whatever it may be, before we move in it, if it's so big that we cannot even imagine it, we begin to think we're crazy. Mm-hmm. We are afraid of what people may say if we make that move. If we start talking to God about this plan, we start to say, God, is that you? You begin to tell family and friends, and they begin to laugh. They begin to bring up your past. How can God use you to do that? And then the spirit of fear and doubt gets all over us. And you all know the song, Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. Old school, but it's real. Because see, I've experienced that. I've told you all my story. But this fear word, four letters, cancels out and can stop us from fulfilling God's plan for us. Because see, we can't see what's on the other side. We don't know what the future holds, but if you're a believer, you know who holds your future. So you gotta walk in this thing. Hallelujah. Because sometimes it's difficult to step out to the unknown. See, we know our little devils and little things right here. But when they say new levels, new devils, you don't want to necessarily experience anything new. I know what they do here. I know how they do it right here. But I don't know what will happen if I move over there. Come on, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk to some of the young ladies or maybe just people in general. Afraid to give up toxic relationships. You know that you're not being treated right. You know that you're being abused. But see, you're so afraid if you step away, you may have that spirit of loneliness now. Now you're afraid of being lonely. I know somebody here know what I'm talking. Scared. God has greater things for you, but you're stuck in this toxic relationship. I don't know who that's for. But God said, you all talk great faith talk. But are you willing to walk the faith walk? Come on, people of God. What are you scared of? I said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Step on out there and move in your divine purpose that I've called you to go to. And in doing that, sometimes you have to leave some people and stuff behind. Fearful that you won't be able to survive without it or them. Fear for your future. Fear for your future. See, fear is the opposite of faith. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. The spirit of fear is unwilling to share the heart with joy and peace. Let me just ask you this. Can a person be at peace and fearful at the same time? Can a person be confident and afraid at the same time? There's things to think about on this journey with God. The spirit of fear puts us in bondage. It is a barrier that keeps you from living the abundant life. This day, God is going to say, he wants us to, God is saying, root it out. Root it out. How do you root it out? The word. You put this word into practice. Your faith into practice. Because faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. And if God speaks it over your life, it is so. Whatever God says, it's come to pass. Zechariah's wife had the baby, John the Baptist. We know about him. That's a whole different sermon. God said, let there be light, and there was light. If God said it, that sells it, people of God. So if God says go, you go. And yes, you're going to leave some people behind. Because when God called Abraham out, he leave your family behind and go to a foreign country. The Bible says God had to tell him, don't be afraid. I'm with you. And Abraham is the father of all nations. Known as Father Abraham. Hallelujah. So I just believe this morning that we all have a divine assignment. Holy Spirit, help me close it out. But you can't walk in it in fear. You cannot walk in it in fear. God is saying this morning, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I know y'all have heard me say that, but if you allow fear in your life, it will contaminate your faith. So we must move on in the will of God and just trust God as the body of Christ and not be afraid. I'm going to share this with you. Living in faith, meaning making the word your final authority. This is how you do this thing. You put that fear aside and you walk in faith, letting this word be your final authority. This is our operating manual. I read somewhere is if you want to know how an item is to function, you go to the manufacturer or the operating manual. God created us. If you want to know how to operate with this fear thing, you go to your manual. Because there is nothing that's going to come your way that God has not already given you an answer for. Too often we spend time trying to figure it out, where God has already worked it out and is writing this manual. Come on, people of God. I know somebody know what I'm talking about. Am I preaching to myself? Because every now and then God will say, go this way. And I hesitate. But God said, the answer is here. If you can't find it in here, I didn't say it. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. So we just have to recognize you all. When we are operating in fear versus faith. There are so many stories throughout this Bible where Jesus tells the people, your faith has healed you. Your faith has made the difference. And your faith will be what will be the difference when you are struggling with fear. Oh, yes, it will. So I leave this with you. Walk in faith and not in fear. Relax, people of God. Relax. God has a plan for you. Walk in it. The Bible says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for you to prosper. Plans to give you hope and a future. But don't doubt me and don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Rid yourself of the fear of the future and this fear factor. So we have to get with this and just decide that we're just going to trust the Lord. No matter what it looks like, the doctor gives a bad report. God's got it. He said, trust me. You may have lost your job. God's got it. Don't be fearful about your bills. God said, trust me. You receive a foreclosure notice. Be not discouraged. God's saying, trust me. Don't be afraid of what you can't even see. God is saying, trust me. So no matter what your issue is, we all have our own fears. Let's be real. But God is saying, trust me. Richard Smallwood did write that said, I will be with you. If only you would trust me. This day, God wants us to root out the spirit of fear, you all, and trust him. He said, I have all power in my hand. If you trust me. He said, I will deliver you. If you trust me. If you trust me. If only you trust me. You do not have to be afraid of no ghosts. You can't see it, but God has already resolved it. But he's saying, trust me. Don't let people tell you anything negative about your future. You stand on that word, and God is saying, trust me. Fear not, I am your God. I will be with you if you only trust me. Concern about your marriage, God said, trust me. Don't worry about it. Don't be fearful. Concern about your children, God said, trust me.
Yes, God.
I created them.
I'll never leave you.
This day, don't walk out of here with fear of your future. Your future is in the hand of God. All you have to do is trust him. Come on, people of God. Whatever it is this day, I don't know your story, but God is saying, trust me. He wants to root out this spirit of fear in his people. We cannot walk in his will with fear in us. Please stand all over this sanctuary.
Oh, hallelujah, God.
You cannot accomplish God's mission for your life if you're scared. God say, trust me with your life.
Yes.
I created you. I have a purpose for you. But you have to trust me.
If you will only trust me.
As I look around,